This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're going to do it. I mean, this today we're kicking off with a good one, too. From the TruthAboutGuns.com, I have the editor-in-chief. That is one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday? Nobody ever wishes me Happy Monday. That's the nicest thing that's been said to me today, Dan.
I'm glad I could brighten your day.
I appreciate that. Now, let's talk about this right off the front page. I mean, gun owners in Virginia. Virginia, now, tell me about this guy, because I haven't been paying too much attention to Mr. Youngkin. Is he a good Second Amendment candidate or no?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. What I do know is that he, whatever his record is and whatever his opinions are, it's going to be better than his opponent.
McAuliffe.
Yes, exactly. Glenn Youngkin has taken what can only be assumed to be a very strategic position on how to handle the question of guns and gun rights through the campaign for governor. And Youngkin is running against one-term governor, Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe is running for a second term in Virginia, has a quirk of, you know, people can't run for consecutive terms. So he was McAuliffe was the governor before Governor Blackface Northam 4 years ago. He left office, and now he's running for a second term. Mr. Youngkin has, as I said, kept his opinions on guns and gun rights on the down low. And I have to believe that is a calculated decision. He didn't fill out the NRA's candidate questionnaire, which means the NRA did not give him its endorsement. And my guess is that was very much intentional. The NRA, which is also based in Virginia, of course, is increasingly toxic. And my assumption is that he made the political calculation that whatever amount it may hurt him to not talk about gun rights and not have the NRA's endorsement would be far less than the benefit he'd get in Northern Virginia suburbs that have trended blue in recent elections. So better to not spook the horses, so to speak, not talk about guns and gun rights and all that. And I think that's basically what we know about Mr. Youngkin. And on the other side of the coin, we know a lot about Terry McAuliffe and what he thinks about guns.
He's been there before.
He's been there before. You know, he makes no bones about his opponent, his opposition to gun rights, his love of moms demand action, his desire for an assault weapons ban. That's, you know, the one major item that Governor Northam could tick off his to-do list was get a an assault weapons ban through the legislature. McAuliffe has talked about declaring a gun violence emergency, a health care emergency, and using that as a pretext in order to ban so-called assault weapons. We'll see if that comes to pass if he's elected. That would
have what is the threshold for an emergency in Virginia? What's their crime looking like?
I'm sure their crime, like many, like any urban area, like almost every state right now, is up. When you have defunded police departments and you've got prosecutors who don't prosecute and you've got zero bail policies and laws in many states, so I'm sure their numbers are up in their urban areas. And I think the threshold for what constitutes an emergency is pretty much anything the governor says it is. So the question is, if he's elected, would McAuliffe go ahead and force the issue? And he would, of course, immediately be sued if he did that, and we'd be in for a big court fight. Unless he thought he could actually get something through the state legislature, which is... It's almost like the U.S. Congress right now. It's close to a 50-50 balance. Not exactly, but it's very close, and that's why Democrats got a lot of their gun control bills through the Virginia legislature, but they couldn't manage to get an assault weapons ban.
Yeah. So now this thing with Youngkin, which I have read all the way into it. Now they're Dominion Energy, apparently, they've decided to say, hey, just forget everything, right? We take all that back, right?
Yeah, their political action committee had contributed a couple of $100,000 to another political action committee to make it as opaque as possible. And that second political action committee, which is called Accountability Virginia, ran ads casting doubt on Youngkin's support for gun rights, made it look like it was coming from the right, and that, oh my gosh, Youngkin really isn't a gun rights supporter, and the NRA won't endorse them, and the obvious intent there was to keep gun rights voters at home on November 2nd. And that was all supported by one of the biggest utilities in the state.
The only problem with that is that I would have to see. It would really depend on, I don't follow Virginia enough. I kind of think Virginia's gone over to the dark side. I hope not. Hope they haven't. But I haven't been following them of late. And when they go over to the dark side like that, and I begin to wonder, well, is there any chance we could pull them back? But what's education like going on right now? Are they teaching a lot of critical race theory? What's the mask mandate looking like? How bad is the whole vaccine tyranny going on in there? That's what I want to know besides that. And normally, if you find somebody that is looking at that stuff and would be against that kind of stuff and that is fiscally responsible, they're pretty good on gun rights. I mean, how bad would you want the NRA endorsement if you were running for office, Dan?
Not terribly much these days. I think that does a lot more harm than good in most cases, even in a lot of red states these days. The NRA, as I said, is increasingly toxic.
Well, hang on for me. This comes straight from the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. It is a very interesting, thought-provoking article, which is a regular thing at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hey,
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. So we're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You missed the excitement, man.
What did I miss?
Well, I'm sitting here just cooling my heels waiting for the break to go by. And my handy-dandy Lucky Astrology mood fan burned itself out, just tore itself up.
Sorry to hear that.
I had to shoot it to keep it off of me. Only in this radio studio could that happen.
Did it go rogue?
Rogue. Absolutely rogue. Let's talk about some stuff. So you have an article about the defunding of the police department, how that's becoming an increasingly difficult thing to do. However, they are still doing it, though. They're still doing it, aren't they?
Yeah, this comes to us from our good friends at The Trace, which is, of course, Michael Bloomberg's bought and paid for anti-gun agitprop generation operation, for which he pays many hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. But they note that in Baltimore, which vies every year with a few other cities in the country, like Memphis and St. Louis and a few others for the most deadly cities in the country, that title, the argument for defunding the police, continuing to defund the police, is getting more difficult to make. But there are activists, they write very approvingly of activists there who are making that argument. But it's funny that in a city like that, where limousine liberals most often are the ones who are arguing that police should be defunded, the people who actually live in neighborhoods where gun violence is the biggest problem, and pardon me for using the anti-gunners term, gun violence. Those people who are there basically on the front lines, as it were, are the ones who are increasingly against defunding the police. They like to have police there. Yes, cities like Baltimore, like any city, have some bad cops, and there have been some incidents of police brutality and some questionable prosecution. However, for the most part, the people who live in those neighborhoods where crime is the biggest problem, they know that the police still, and the threat of police response, does keep criminal activity to a dull roar, and that is increasingly not the case now. We picked a few different paragraphs from this article, but one in particular tells the story the best. With the death toll of the city's gun violence rising, residents and neighborhoods in the front lines of violence are caught between a police department with a record of abuse and the fear that even a marginal cut to funding will lead to chaos and even more violence. Go figure. Defunding the police leaves people with so many unknowns, making it a tough sell. That's why Ray Kelly, who's one of the local defunding advocates, the local face of police reform activism, fussed with those speakers trying to put people at ease with music before broaching this fraught subject. Yeah, good luck. In other words, he's trying to sweet talk the local populace into believing that defunding the police, pulling money out of the police budget, and having fewer cops on the beat is actually going to end up helping these people in the long run. Everywhere it's been demonstrated time and time again across the country, that's not the case. These people live in neighborhoods where Gunfire is heard regularly to the extent that they own, you know, local businesses. Their businesses are attacked and threatened regularly. It's just a disaster. And it's after 18 months of this garbage, it's good to hear that these people are having a harder and harder time selling these utopian ideals.
Well, I mean, it's a stupid proposition to begin with to defend the police. I mean, in most of these areas where they're actually doing it, you have the most vulnerable populations.
Exactly. Because
they're disarmed. They're not able to do anything to defend themselves in most cases by law.
No, and it was entirely predictable, and everybody knew that the people who would bear the biggest brunt of these policies would be the poor, the working class, and the people who live in the most dangerous neighborhoods.
Right.
Where do criminals and gangs operate most often? In those neighborhoods where those people live.
Yep. They don't need less police. They need more.
Exactly. And those people know it, and that's what they want.
If it's about public safety.
Well, it's never about public safety for the advocate. It is about public safety for the poor people who live there.
Sure. Absolutely. But, I mean, when we get back, and we're going to have to go off script a little bit, I just want to have a discussion about the opposite side of the coin and just get your opinion on this, because I'm curious as to, whenever I need sanity brought into my life, I call Dan. I don't know how many things I've called him with where I'm like, I'm ready to go completely scorched earth, and he just talks me down. Just absolutely talks me down. But this whole, the other thing I find interesting is that in these areas where they wanted to fund the police, they also have a Soros prosecutor.
Very often.
Yeah.
Yeah, which just compounds the problem.
Yeah. And I mean, it for the law abiding, where they want criminals off the street, they either don't get charged, they've got, like you said, bail reform, to where they don't even go downstairs or upstairs, or they just go left to right. They go in indoor and go out the outdoor.
Exactly.
So this article is on the front page of What's New. It's in the What's New category at thetruthaboutguns.com, where well over 10, 15 of these are put up every day. As a matter of fact, although we may not talk about it today, was Have You Hugged Your AK Today Day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of the Haitian gang holding 17 American and Canadian missionaries captive has threatened to kill them if a ransom isn't paid. This as a day of prayer and fasting is being held to remember the missionaries kidnapped in Haiti. Weston Showalter with Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries is asking that folks pray for those who were taken as well as the kidnappers. Longtime advisor to former President Trump, Steve Bannon, is being held in contempt of Congress. The vote by the full House was 229-202. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has a question as the House debated possible criminal charges against Bannon.
Why are we here on the floor of the House of Representatives listening to the Democrats and socialists and their Republican puppets reviewing Steve Bannon's podcast?
USA Radio News. A discovery at a Florida nature park could be crucial in the search for Brian Laundrie.
The FAA has imposed a temporary flight restriction over the Carlton Reserve, the swampy area in Florida where they've been looking for Brian Laundrie, the fiancé of Gabrielle Petito. Reports were earlier Wednesday that human remains had been found and the medical examiner had been called in, but none of it's been confirmed yet by the FBI. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims are setting another pandemic-era low. The Labor Department saying 290,000 Americans filed for first-time jobless claims last week. That's 600,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases were seen in states like Michigan and Missouri. The steepest declines were in Tennessee and California, among others. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And Dan is, I'm putting you in the talk me down thing.
Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Okay. So I have been watching this defund the police thing with growing concern in a few, in a lot of ways. And I look at where the way it's going and I look where it's happening. And the first thing that comes to mind is I realize these citizens elected this government that's defunding the police. Fair?
True.
Then I think about it for a minute. And when I start considering other things, then I begin to sort of wilt a little bit, if you will. Because I look at the way some of the police around the United States have handled themselves in the last year and a half regarding all of this COVID nonsense.
Yes.
And it occurs to me that there's not a lot of critical thinking going on out there amongst the municipalities and the police departments and the chain of command there and the guys on the street and everything else. I mean, they know what real crime is. And at the same time, they're out there breaking up you know, Sunday go to meetings?
Well, I've seen isolated incidents of that, and you're right, that does happen in some cases. But so far, we haven't seen anywhere near the incidents those kinds of things happen here that we see in places like Canada or, God forbid, Australia.
Yeah.
You know, those are orders of magnitude worse. I haven't seen a lot of reports of cops, you know, breaking up church services. I know we saw some of that last year, and none of that is a good look. And we're seeing some things on the other side too. I mean, we're going to have a post coming up here, going up in a little while on what's happening in Chicago right now. You know, where you've got 640 murders so far this year, or something like that. And the mayor is threatening to fire what amounts to about half of her 13,000 cops.
Yeah.
Because they refuse to disclose their health records and therefore cannot be certified as having been vaccinated.
Right.
So you've got, and that this seems to be spreading as well. This kind of started with the airlines, you know, a couple of weeks ago with Southwest, and then American Airlines, and then Delta came out and said, we're not even a mandate anymore. But part of that was easy for them to say that, of course, because they said about 90-some percent of their employees have gotten vaccinated. But they didn't want to end up with pilots and who knows how many other people, flight attendants, grounding hundreds of flights, thousands, you know, in the case of Southwest. So, and now we're seeing this spread to police departments in states and cities that are taking the mandate to the extreme and saying either you do it or you're fired. So how can I further talk you down? What's your biggest concern here? Are you worried that the police will continue to enforce some of these mandates?
Well, I mean, as you watch, well, as certain things happen, and listen, I've never been a cop. I don't know how bad it is to be a cop. I would imagine it's pretty bad to be a cop, especially in an area where you have been demonized and thrown under the bus and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But like I you know, I see all these videos, and some of them are purely put out there to instigate something, to create something. No doubt about that. But then when you see somebody that's out there and all he's not doing is not producing his ID, and they come up and stick a gun in his ear.
Have you seen one of those?
I've seen one of those. Yeah, I've seen one of those. And I mean, it was a you know. He wasn't one of these auditors, one of these First Amendment auditors you see out there. Just me being honest, sometimes I think they're kind of inviting what they get. But this guy was just—I don't know. I think it had to do with his window tint and his exhaust. He had one of those Hellcats. So I see that, and I look at that, and my first thought is they're reacting out of fear.
The police officer?
Yeah, and I get that. I get the fear thing, but I mean,
yeah.
They've got to get a hold of that. I mean, I was in the military in quite a few instances where fear was present, and I mean, it was present and in my face present. I could feel the rotor wash kind of present. And, you know, I had to sit there and I had to maintain my composure and not bring my crew served weapon up and go, okay, comrade, I'm ready. You know, I couldn't continue the provocation because it would have turned into something hot versus hot and kinetic versus what it was.
Right.
Which lots of misunderstandings during the Cold War. But,
well, I understand what you're saying. I haven't seen specifically somebody put a gun in somebody's ear but not producing ID. I don't doubt it's probably happened. With tens of thousands of cops all over the country, you're going to get some at least questionable situations and certainly some absolutely egregious ones that make police look bad. But again, if you look at the statistics, those are by far the smallest number, or the tiny minority of police civilian interactions. And now that you've got everyone in the world walking around with a camera in their pocket, a huge number of these things get filmed and spread around the world in an instant. And that makes all cops look bad when, again, what we're dealing with is a very small number of bad apples. I do not doubt for a minute that we've got problems with some police officers and there's some reforms that need to happen. However, the vast number of police officers do a good job, and I want the vast number of police officers on the job keeping my neighborhood safe and other neighborhoods that needed a lot more than mine safe, just like these people in Baltimore who live in places, you know, that are far less safe than my neighborhood. Yeah.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that. I'm just saying, you know, especially the whole filming part. You see some of these cops out there telling you that they can't be filmed. And that's the Supreme Court, you know, it's the same thing as abortion now. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can be filmed.
If it happens in public, you absolutely can. And if you're told that you can't by a cop, that's absolutely wrong, and it's a violation of your First Amendment rights.
Now, by the same token, I don't roll around, you know, constantly sticking a camera in their face.
No, neither do I. I don't understand people.
I find that to be quite counterproductive. I might be one, if I saw something malfeasant going on, I might film that with a long zoom lens to where they could be surprised when they saw it pop up in the news. Hang on for me, if you would. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. We're going right back there in just a second. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. And I did not realize Nick was still with you. Nick Leghorn, is that Foghorn? Is that what he goes by, Foghorn now?
He does, but that's actually an article we ran in the past that I reran because, it's timely again.
Here's the thing, and I've been wondering when this would... I missed it, but like... we're talking about hog hunting now, and hog hunting is big business. It's in various places you can go, and there's no limit on how many hogs you can shoot and kill and, I guess, harvest.
There's no limit. There's no season.
No season. Actually, you're doing a public service when you go hog hunting.
You absolutely are.
You can, I guess you can do it a variety of different ways. You can do it in a helicopter. Can you do it in a vehicle? Can you go
it's going to vary from state to state. I believe it's legal. That's legal in Texas, but I'm not positive. I don't know that for sure.
Yeah.
That will look state to state. And, of course, the reason is feral hogs are considered an invasive species.
Right.
And are a nuisance, and that's why it is legal almost everywhere to hunt them year-round with no limit whatsoever. You shoot and kill as many as you can, and the local agricultural community will thank you for it.
Well, now, see, I don't... If I was going to go hunt, it would be hog hunting. But I haven't been hog hunting because when I was stationed in Germany, the hogs on the military posts where they could raid all the garbage that we left and all the food and everything we left. Those things got as big. They made Hogzilla look like, you know, like Junior.
Oh, yeah, they get big.
Very big, very big. And they had no fear of man at all. If you threw rocks at them, they'd try to eat the rocks.
That's why you carry a rifle.
Yeah, well, you see, in the military, you carry a rifle, you just don't carry any bullets most of the time. Anyhow. However, here's the thing about hunting hogs, or most of, you know, any animal like this. Hogs are dangerous, aren't they?
They can be, yeah. I mean, they will run you down. I mean, they can be aggressive. But I know lots of people who hog hunt all the time and have a great time doing it and get lots of piggies when they go out. And I'm hoping to have the chance to do that for the first time in a few months here.
Well, you have to tell me how that goes. Says you don't even need a license to hunt them in Texas.
No, you do not.
The problem with hogs, though, but most of the ones that I see getting hunted and killed down in Texas are not, they don't get to the size to where they could be considered a predator, a feral predator. Although they do travel in packs, I guess they could probably take you in if they got you in mass. But the problem...
They travel in packs, and there was a woman who was killed by one in suburban Houston last year. Yeah, she was. So it happens. They get big enough to do some serious damage.
They carry something called brucellosis, a bacterial infection. Is that how you pronounce it?
They do, exactly. That's why if you do want to harvest meat from the hogs you hunt, there are a number of basic precautions you need to take when handling the meat. And we go through all that in detail in this post. Nick is a former EMT and has a lot of knowledge about, basic disease control.
Right. Symptoms of brucellosis include severe joint pain, the sweats, recurrent fevers, weight loss, and muscle pain in humans. You would get this from the saliva, I guess, from the hog?
Yeah, I think any bodily fluid, I think you can get it from blood as well. And while piggies carry it, it's not just pigs. I mean, you can get it. It's been known to be carried by elk, bison, caribou, moose, and deer. And we've ran a video here of some field dressing a deer, and that was actually the first deer I ever shot, the only deer I ever shot, and it was expertly field dressed by Tyler Key and Nick years ago when I shot it here in Texas. And it's a good thing to watch, and you can see that they do it with gloves and they're wearing eye protection. It's just a good idea to just take some basic precautions. You know, most of the time, you don't have to worry about it, but it's just not worth the risk.
I have a friend of mine that just, he hunts predators. And I've often said that if I was ever going to go hunt, that I would probably want to hunt a predator. What do you think about that?
And what critters does he hunt?
Oh, well, he goes over to Africa. He hunts lions and Cape Buffalo. I mean, he hunts the ones that can kill you and your car.
Yes. Cape Buffalo is about as dangerous as it gets.
I think he's killed a couple of elephants.
Really?
Yeah.
They call Cape Buffalo Black Death, and they do it for good reason, because I think Cape Buffalo and I believe I've read also hippopotamus, believe it, kill more people every year than any other animals in Africa.
Absolutely. Hippos, yeah.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
With the elephants, I think they allow them to cull herds.
That's very tightly controlled, and when you get old bulls, they can be very disruptive, and they can actually be a detriment to the herd, and they're carefully selected. And if somebody wants to shoot an elephant and can pay the tag for it, which is extremely expensive,
yeah.
The game wardens there select those animals specifically, and they're done to benefit the overall health of the herd.
Yeah, when you get a hold of an elephant, you kill it. It normally has a bunch of scars on it where it's been shot, and it pushes the bullet out. Their skin pushes the bullet back out of them.
Really?
Yeah, that's a predator to me when they're like doing the Wolverine thingy on you where he pushes the bullet out of his head. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge poaching problem there, so I'm guessing that's what a lot of them have experienced.
Absolutely. So, anyway, I just, in any event, the hog hunting thing, I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah, it's a big, and the thing is, it's almost impossible to keep up with the growth of the population. They breed so quickly. You almost can't kill them fast enough to make a serious dent in the population, and they cause just billions of dollars of damage to croplands every year.
Well, they're pests, they're dangerous, and they're open season on them. But, and I guess one of the problems that comes, well, we don't really have time. I've seen my uncle lead out some people on boar hunting with handguns, which is really dicey, and you get so close to them that they can't see you. So when you do get one and you get close enough to it to try to hit it with a handgun, they do have a tendency to not see you and just run into you and maybe rip your leg open, which I can see. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
It's a pleasure as always.
Truth About Guns. Today is Hug an AK Day. Today, if you have an AK, I don't own an AK, so I didn't hug any AKs at all. We got hour number 3 coming up inbound. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.